From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Demonstrators chanting, "We are people, let us in," demanding entry into the Wisconsin State Capitol building, which is under lockdown. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson tells us police are blocking just about everyone from getting in, even though the state assembly is holding a critical vote on a bill that takes away collective bargaining rights for most state workers.
That vote's been delayed because the building is basically on lockdown. Not only can people not get in, media not get in, but state representatives are actually being denied access to the building.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Sean Johnson. Libya's government forces are pushing back rebels from the key oil port of Ras Lanuf, sending fighters retreating to areas held by the opposition. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports on heavy bombardment and a lot of casualties.
We were at the hospital today, and it was a scene of carnage. Pretty much every few minutes, people being wheeled in with various injuries that they'd suffered on the front lines.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, rebels are appealing for international intervention, such as a no-fly zone over Libya. A controversial hearing is underway on Capitol Hill on the radicalization of Muslim Americans. The chairman, Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, defends the inquiry as a means to combating a rising threat.
Al-Qaeda realizes that the measures we have put in place over the past 9.5 years make it very difficult to launch a large-scale attack against our homeland from outside the country, which is why they have altered their strategy and are using people living legally in the United States.
Leaders of several religious faiths, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, are protesting the hearings this hour in Washington. NPR's Paul Brown reports they say they want elected officials and citizens to act against all forms of extremism and violence and not to single out Muslims.
Richard Cizik is president of the New Evangelical Partnership for the Common Good. He says as a Christian, he's as concerned about security as any American. He also says the overwhelming majority of Muslims wants nothing to do with radicalism, and Muslims have helped prevent attacks by tipping off police. So he says his worry is
that these hearings will be turned around and used against the very community that is the basis for preventing security threats in the future.
Cizik and other religious leaders in the protest event who've spoken with NPR say if the issue is radical behavior, investigate that, not one group. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Iraq's prime minister, in a rare appearance before parliament today, criticizes lawmakers for the government's failures. Nouri al-Maliki says parliament has failed to pass badly needed laws to encourage economic growth. He says the country deserves better government services and less corruption. Maliki is pledging to meet the people's needs. He pledged to have the newly elected government make improvements within 100 days, or officials risk losing their jobs. Dow's down 139. This is NPR. Another top executive is leaving General Motors. Chief Financial Officer Chris Liddell will step down in April. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton tells us, the announcement follows 2 years of management shakeups at the company.
GM is replacing its CFO, Chris Liddell, after having 4 CEOs in 2 years. The stability of GM's leadership was a key concern among investors as GM prepared for its initial public offering in November. During a conference call, Liddell and his boss, CEO Dan Akerson, stressed their plan for a seamless transition and Akerson's intent to stay for 5 years. But the change could still trouble investors. Consultant Sheldon Stone is with the restructuring firm Amherst Partners.
For only being in the job what will amount to 15 months when he leaves, it is shocking for whatever reason.
Liddell is being succeeded by GM Treasurer Dan Ammon, a former investment banker. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The U.S. is seeing a bigger trade deficit from January than anticipated. The gap widened to more than $46 billion instead of 41.5, the Commerce Department had projected. The growing deficit underscores higher domestic demand, but also signals a possible slowdown in production in the first quarter. The trade gap with China, meanwhile, also widened in January. China is also posting an unexpected trade deficit for the first time in about a year after exports slowed. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 146 points, 1.2% down to 12,067, and NASDAQ was down 1.3% or 35 points at 2717. This is NPR.